Getting back to this issue of the node negative ER positive patient, you've talked a little bit about the issue of hormone therapy. I guess the other thing about hormone therapy that we should comment on before maybe getting back to chemo is our increased awareness of the risk over time. And I think even though we sort of had this general idea that people with breast cancer can relapse, I think it seems like in the last maybe 3 or 4 years, we've become much more aware of how high that risk is. And that, you know, women who are 5 and 10 and up to maybe 15 years after diagnosis with ER-positive tumors in particular are really at high risk for relapse. Is that your take?
It is, and I think that's been underappreciated. So when Bonadonna did the follow-up from Italy and those curves were presented, nobody wanted to talk about them, but there was a slow but steady rate of relapse that was still occurring 20 years later.
When you say Bonadonna, you're talking about the first adjuvant chemo trial.
Correct. So the initials taking CMF chemotherapy versus no treatment, and this was done in the early 70s, and 15 and 20-year follow-ups show a very slow but steady rate of relapse. And then you look at the recent data that was presented at the ASCO meeting that came out of the NSABP database that looked at the same issues and looked at ER-positive versus ER-negative tumors. And to very oversimplify it, it's clear that in estrogen-negative tumors, you get your benefit from the chemo, and you find out if you got that benefit during the first 5 years. And so the ER-negative...
if you haven't relapsed by 3, 4, 5 years, pretty good chance
that you're getting...
Kind of like colon cancer.
Correct. And with an ER-positive tumor, we've done a lot of things. Half those patients are getting chemo, maybe a little bit more. Everybody's getting hormonal therapy. And so in a certain percent of those patients, you've cured them. And in a certain percent of those patients, you've just put your finger in the dike. And 10 years later, they're slowly relapsing. And that number's been very, very sobering. And, you know, you see those come up in your clinic. And then the last point to add to that is taking 5 years of letrozole after 5 years of tamoxifen versus no additional therapy, that rate of relapse that continued to occur during their second 5 years was sobering. I mean, I participated in a number of community ad boards and lectures where docs were astonished by that number. It just didn't cross their mind that it would be that high.
Well, the number, if you go to Peter Rabin's adjuvant online, you know, roughly the number, I believe, is in the range of, okay, from years 5 to 10, if your original tumor is node positive, 4% a year, 20% relapse in 5 years. 1 out of 5 women, probably half as great in node negative.
Right. And
you
that's exactly what I quote, the 4% per year. And if you have a busy practice, if you're seeing 25 patients a day, 4 days a week, you're going to see that come up once a month, which is a lot in a practice.
Well, the other thing that's amazing is that it looks like hormonal therapy works out there. That they still are sensitive. And you give them, you know, an AI, you give them letrozole at year 8 or 9 or something, and they have fewer, like a lot less relapses.
Yes.
It's amazing. I've heard people start to talk about this like it's kind of follicular lymphoma. Does that make sense to you?
Not a bad analogy. I hadn't thought of it that way.
You know, like long-term remitting, you can't cure it. Hopefully some of the breast cancer patients, or most of them, are cured, but... and that you just keeps going.
I trained in San Antonio, and the late Bill McGuire and Kent Osborne and the group that trained us would go crazy when a fellow would use the word that they had cured a breast cancer patient. And Bill McGuire was an endocrinologist, and that was his background, and Kent Osborne trained under him. And that was the buzzword that would get you in trouble at conference, was to say that you'd cured somebody. They believed in the paradigm that probably much like a low-grade lymphoma, that it was more that scenario.